Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody should be able to pull up my radio show and listen to what I'm talking about. It's the best radio show on the planet. So listen in for your listening entertainment pleasure. I know people still aren't going back to work yet, and I know they're still sitting around the house wondering what they can do. Well, I'm inviting them to join me on my radio show to listen to the activities that we're talking about and share their radio show with their neighbors. And they can call their coworkers at work and share the radio show with their neighbors. After all, I'm broadcasting around the world, so everybody can listen in to the activities I'm talking about. I'm entertaining the planet. That's my job. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm bringing you the excitement live on the radio. Okay, now, the last time we did our radio show on Tuesday, we had the announcement that we're going to do the record release party today. Well, unfortunately, that ain't going to happen. Now, we may play a couple of my songs, but we won't have the album release party today. It's going to happen next week because we had some technical difficulties getting everything organized. So we want to let everybody know around the world when I get ready to introduce the album. So it's going to come out next week. That's right, on the 11th. Now, the new information I got is today Las Vegas is opening their casinos up. So everybody, make sure you wear your mask, but you can come on down. And they have the slot machines rolling, and they have the buffets rolling, and the bartenders will be ready to serve you drinks. Now, I don't know if the drinks will be watered down, but, you know, they're going to try to make some money back because they were closed for 78 days. Wow, that's a long time for a casino to be shut down. Can't make no money? Wow, that's a long time. But anyway, today is the 4th of June, and today is the day that all of the casinos are supposed to be open. Now, a couple of days ago, they opened all the hotels, but they didn't open the gaming halls. They just opened the room reservation part. So now they have the whole casino open. That means you can go to the casino and go out to the pool. Oh, man, they're going to have girls at the pool now. Boy, it's 106 degrees today in Las Vegas. Oh, it's going to be a day for everybody to run around in their short shorts and their T-shirts and their bikini tops. Oh, it's going to be exciting. Unfortunately, I'm here on the radio talking to you, so I'm going to miss all the excitement until after 4. Then I'm going to the casino, and I'm going straight to the pool because I want to see what the girls look like. You know what I mean? It's been a whole summer since we've had a chance to go and do some candy, do some eye watching, get some eye candy, and see what's going on. Because it's been cold in Las Vegas. You know, the winter was just terrible. It was awful. Everything was cold, and I was all wrapped up in blankets and long pants and big jackets on. It was horrible. But now I got a T-shirt on. I got bike shorts on. Oh, yeah. I got my Jordans on. Oh, yeah. I'm sitting out here chilling. I'm in my patio lounging in the heat, and it's 106 degrees today. Oh, yeah. It's hot. It's hot. It's Vegas hot, baby. Yes, Vegas hot. And that's what I'm talking about. When you come to Vegas, you're in the desert in Utah. I'm in Nevada. My God, that's in Utah. Wrong state. But, yeah, I'm in Vegas in Nevada. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada in the desert. That's what I said. I'm in the desert in Nevada, in the middle of the heat. So this is the best place to come. And now that everything is open, come on down. That's right. I'm inviting everybody to come on down and leave all your protest information behind, because we're not protesting anymore. I think we've done enough with the protests. I hope nobody spread the virus. That's what I'm concerned about. I don't want nobody to run around and be passing the virus. So I'm hoping that everybody that was protesting was virus checked so that they could have a clean bill of health, and everybody that was together in the protest will be okay. But I'm kind of skeptical. I'm thinking that, hey, I think we're going to lose another 20,000 people to the virus. So hopefully I'm wrong. I'm hoping that everything is okay and that we have control over the virus in all the states where they had protests. Because I can understand, they're pissed off. You know, the police were killing black men, unarmed black men. And that was really bad, you know, just killing them because they were black. That's really upsetting to me. But, you know, I hope we're over that. I mean, everybody around the world was involved in the protest. So I think they kind of put the message out that we don't like that. So we need to stop that. And we need to get on with our lives. So I'm hoping that everything is going to be okay. So, I want to say, everybody, welcome to Vegas, because now it's time to get our party on, and maybe we can make some money in the slot machine, on the crap table, on the roulette wheel, on the blackjack table. Oh, yeah. And if you want to come down here to play some poker, oh, yeah, this is the place to be. After all, this is Las Vegas, baby. Vegas, baby. Yeah, Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world. So this is the place to be. And right now is a good time to come to Vegas because it's hot. It's real hot. Oh, yeah, everybody's going to be burning up. And you can come and wear your short shorts and your T-shirts. And you walk around in your G-strings. Oh, girl, yep, you got my permission to show it off. I want to see what you look like. You know, you've been getting everything ready all year, so now it's summertime, and it's time for you to bust it out. I want to see the girls swinging, you know. I want to see the bras bouncing up and down. I want to see it. I want to see what's going on. So show me what you got, girl. Show me what you're working with. Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, back to the radio show. All right, DJ Papa D. Let's take a commercial break. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And I had a girlfriend that used to smoke crack, and she used to get high with me, and we lived together for like 3 years, off and on, in apartments, all of that. But I had to constantly give her some crack cocaine to keep her happy. And I got to the point where I said, hey, baby, I can't give you no more crack because I ain't got no more money to spend on crack. And I think she just got tired of me not buying the drugs for her. And I left one day to go do something on the street, and I came back and she was gone. And I was like, wow, she just really left like that. Didn't tell me bye or leave me a note or nothing. She just packed up all of her clothes, took all of my DVDs and my CDs, and she left.
Blaze up.
Now when I come to y'all hood, y'all watch my back. Yeah. And when you come to Inglewood, I'ma front you a sack. So we can grind and get away with the cash like a caper, cause it ain't about the set trip, it's all about the paper. Made up all of these seats on the rides like yeast. Uh-huh. Of all Bay Lex seats, and I keep my cat street. McKinnon is the lick, and you know what my set be. Connect gang, nigga from the west, where the best be.
It ain't no question, Zach. You down to blast for me, down to ride for me, down to die for me.
Die.
I come through for these sucker ass niggas to rap. Come creeping on them slowly, for shorty showing depth.
Catch a body, talking about I thought this was a gangster party. Now you walk around salty, you can see, talking about was jumping. I'm about to get the pump and start dumping on something.
You over here, party over here.
And if you want a trip, we got the straps in.
Cause niggas like us do platinum every year. And if I rule the sphere,
you should have disappeared.
Now everybody in the house, throw your dubs in the air. And wave them all around like you just don't care. Worldwide and dope, so nigga act like you're savvy. Mac 10 in the pound, cooking nothing but
I'm serving niggas like a host with the pounds, so take a toast. Dog, this West Coast, and I shit bump the most. Cause vine to vine, I swing through the woods of Vingle. And everything I make, fuck around and be a single. From the who banging hits to the yes, yes, y'alls. Now all down my halls, got plaques on my walls. We might slow the road, sit back and still kick it. But the shit don't stop till we hit a meal ticket.
I'll be goddamn, I'm in it for a meal ticket. And the goal successful, I don't know. To prove a show, usual, swerve a corner, hit a block back to back. I don't know what's like that. Where the gangbangers hang at. They say, Daz, you a rider. I reply, well, hell yeah, I'm a rider. From the east side of Lumbee to the west side of Inglewood. On the cash mission, Bellinwood to hood.
Once upon a time in the early stages of my life, sacrifice out for the loot, shaking niggas like dice. Forever in the day. Say what you say on the mic, I display. Philly to LA, I've been all over from Crenshaw and Imperial to 108. I'm sure Matt got my back. It's all about mashing, cash and heat in the stash when you're with a neighborhood of a savage.
You over here, party over here.
And if you want a trip, we got the straps in there.
Cause niggas like us do platinum every year. And if I rule the sphere,
you should have disappeared.
Now everybody in the house, throw your dubs in the air. And wave them all around like you just don't care. Worldwide and dope, so nigga act like you're savvy. Mac 10 in the pound, dog.
Now, what do you consider fun?
Come on,
come on,
come on,
yeah.
guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop, and our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball, and now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out. And he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over. And he runs me over. And I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up and I say, ow, shit, that hurt. We have a store on Storytime with GMoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So welcome to your listening time and listening to the best show on radio. All right, well, you know, I've had a guest in my studio. He's been here for about 3 weeks. And I don't know how much longer I can hold him because the casinos are opening. So I think he's going to go to work back on the strip. But while we got him in the studio, we're going to take advantage of his comedy skills. And he's got a story for us. So, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for G Money, the Pimp Comic.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? How are you doing? I heard that the casinos in Las Vegas are opening today, so I hope they set up all of the live entertainment in the casinos for everybody to come and patronize the artists, because we've been out of work for 78 days. So it's time for us to get back to work so we can make that money. But anyway, I'm on G-Money's radio show, Gregory's Stories, and it's been a blast. I've been here for about 3 weeks telling my jokes and having some fun with G. We've been kicking it off the air, having a good time, having a few drinks, yeah, doing a little stuff like that. So I got a story to tell you. Well, it's a joke, but it's a real interesting story. So it'll go like this. All right. I was set up to do a comedy show at Jacksonville University. At Jacksonville University. And my manager was too cheap to buy me an airplane ticket. So he set me up to ride on the train. So it was a 3-day ride on the train. So I was in a sleeping car, which had a pull-out bed, and it had TV, it had a radio in there. It was a nice situation, but I would have preferred to fly. But, you know, he was trying to save us some money. So I went in, and I was walking the corridor of the train, and I was in the second class section. And I walked by this lady, and she was sitting in her second class section, and she was sitting in her reclining chair, relaxing. But she had her baby in a car seat, and he was sitting in a chair. And I looked at that baby, and I said, oh, my God, that's the ugliest baby I ever seen in my life. But I didn't say it out loud because I didn't want to embarrass the woman. I didn't want her to be humiliated. So I didn't say anything. I just looked at her, and I waved, and then I blew a kiss to the baby, and I kept on going. Well, there was a man behind me, and he must have stopped because I heard her say, why? What are you looking at, mister? You act like you ain't never seen a baby before. And he said, yeah, lady, I've seen a lot of babies, but I ain't never seen a baby as ugly as your baby. That's the ugliest baby I ever seen in my life. And the woman started screaming, oh, I've never been so insulted in my life. Oh, I'm calling the porter. I'm getting off of this train. So she pulled the button for the buzzer for the porter, and she was hollering, oh, I got to get off this train. I've been insulted. I can't stand this place. And the porter showed up and said, ma'am, can I help you? What seems to be the problem? And she said, I was just insulted. Somebody was insulting me like I didn't have any pride or any sense. And I want to get off your train. I pay too much money for this sleeper car to be insulted. So the porter said, well, ma'am, we aim to please. We're doing everything we can do to make your ride comfortable. So maybe if we move you to another cabin, another sleeping car, it might be more comfortable. And you can get around a different group of people. And she was like, well, I don't know. I want to get off this train, and I want to ride on another train. And so he said, well, I can move you to a first-class car, and I'm sure the people in first class will be better for you to associate with. They'll be nicer people because, you know, it's first class. So I'm going to move you down here to the first class car, and I have a Supreme Special available that you can move into. And she said, well, I don't know. I really want to get off this train because I don't like the people. And he said, well, you grab your baby, and I'll grab your suitcases, and we'll go down to the first class dining car. So he grabbed her suitcases, and she grabbed her baby car seat, and she's carrying the baby. And they go down to the first-class sleeping car.
and he puts the key in and opens the doors, and he says, steps back, and he says, see, this is luxury. And she steps in, and she says, wow, this is beautiful. And he said, yep, this is the top of the line for sleeper cars on the train. This is the best sleeping car that you can get for any money on any train on the railroad system. This is the best place to be. And we're going to offer it to you for the same price that you pay for your second-class sleeping car. And she walked in, and she looked, and he said, see, you got the big screen TV that has cable and all the channels across the country, and you have a remote for the TV, and you have a remote for your stereo system, which gets you about 30 TV radio stations across the country. So you can just program whatever station you want, and the radio station will play. And you have a queen-size mattress that's bigger than the double beds that you had in the second-class sleeping car. Now you got a queen-size mattress, and it just pulls right out. And then we have a baby bed that you can put your baby in, and he can sleep in the bed. And then we have a pull-out table so that you can actually eat food in your sleeping car. And you have chairs around the table that you can sit in to watch TV, and they recline. So if you want to sleep in your chairs, you can do that too. This is the premier luxury suite for sleeping cars. So what do you think? And the lady said, well, it seems like it's all right. It's really nice. And he said, did I tell you that we'll charge you the same price for this sleeping car as we do for a second-class sleeping car? This is first class all the way. And she said, all right, I'll take it. And he said, well, that's great. I'm so glad to hear that. So right next door is the kitchen, and I'll go to the kitchen and see if I can get some bananas and bring back and give you and your baby monkey a banana. I'm G Money, the Pimp Tommy. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. G, thank you for letting me on your radio show. I really appreciate telling my joke and working on your show with you, with Gregory's story. So it's been entertaining. So now let me turn it back over to you. Okay, G-Money, take over. Yeah, man, that was all right, G-Money. That was a funny joke, man. That was funny. The baby looked like a monkey. Oh, man, the dude said the baby was ugly. But to look like a monkey? Oh, man, that was funny. That was really funny. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was G Money, the Pimp Tommy. And he's live in concert on the Strip. And I don't know exactly where he's going to be, but the Strip is open today. So all of the live entertainment will be getting scheduled, and everybody will be performing, I'm sure, on the Strip really soon. So be looking or listening for the announcements for G Money, the Pimp Tommy, for him to be live in concert. And you can listen to him live on the stage, doing a live stage show. All right. Well, DJ Papa Deech, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
There were some girls in my neighborhood that I was real friendly with. And one of them, her name was Londia. Now, she was always home babysitting her little brother, Morris. And she would play with dolls. And I was like, dolls? What are you playing with dolls for? And she says, well, I'm a girl. I'm supposed to play with dolls. And I was like, okay, you got all these little dolls. So what do you do with them? She said, well, they have a tea party. And she said, I got Miss Piggy. I said, okay. She said, I got Barbie. And I was like, okay, you got Kermit the Frog? You got Kim? Do you have G.I. Joe? And she says, I don't have any man dolls. And I said, what? How come you don't have no man dolls? She said, men get in the way. And her brother is sitting there, and he's looking at me like, Gregory, you really think this is fun?
Hey, must be the money.
When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda, and his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff, and we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch, and my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down, and the bike would bounce down the street. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Having a record release party. That's right. I'm a comedian, but I'm entering the music world. And I have a 16-song album that I'm releasing on Thursday. G Money is going to be the biggest entertainer on the planet. G Money, the pimp comic, a comedian, and a storyteller, and a musician, and a music artist. That's right, a rapper and a singer and a songwriter. So just keep listening. Thursday. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so everybody can listen in and hear what I'm talking about on the radio. I have the best radio show on the planet,
And Gregory's Stories is always fit to entertain you. Time for me to tell you a story. All right, DJ Papa D, play one of my good stories for my listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
You know, I was working, going there every day, getting there at 7:30 in the morning, and it was a good time. I was happy with my employees. The girls all loved me. The employees were really good to me. And then we did a pep rally. So what they did was they said that every department in the hotel was supposed to do a skit. And the winning skit would get a day off with pay. Well, my boss, my assistant controller, came to us and he said, "I got an idea. Let's all dress up like females and be cheerleaders." And I'm thinking, man, that's an old idea. They always want to dress the men up like women and want to have them be cheerleaders. I didn't like that. So I told them, no, that was an old idea. Let's do something else. And nobody else had an idea, so I came up with an idea. I said, well, let everybody dress up like cheerleaders, except we'll have one person to be a calculator. So we'll put a giant box over his body and put a roll of toilet paper to go down the back of the box like a calculator. And we put a bunch of numbers on the front like you're pushing buttons on a calculator. So everybody dressed like a cheerleader except for the calculator became my assistant controller. He became the calculator. And then we had somebody, which ended up being me, was a character we called Mr. Money. And he was the main money man for the accounting department. He handled all the money. And we played the songs by the OJs for the love of money. And I wrote a poem for each of the members of my office to recite a line from the poem describing their position. And all of their lines ended with accounting department, rah, rah, rah. And they would holler. And the calculator was supposed to be the leader of the cheerleaders. Well, my assistant controller was the leader. He was the calculator, but he didn't like the position he got. He thought it was a little demeaning for him to be the calculator. And I ended up being Mr. Money. And I came out there with all green polo shirt and all green baggy dress slacks. And of course I wore some brown color shoes that matched my green slacks. And I had a black Dracula cape, and my cape was long. It went all the way to the ground, and I could hold my arms out and my cape would be a half circle. It was full. And I had Devo glasses on. I had white Devo glasses that were sunglasses, so they were tinted black. And then I had black leather gloves on with zippers on the back. And I had a green headband that they had stuffed dollar bills in my headband. So I came out, and my boss, the controller, had given me a handful of dollars. he had given me a handful of money, like $101 bills. And I had a couple of fives, and I had a couple of tens, and I had a couple of twenties. So I came out, and I'm dancing to the music, and we had judges that were judging the contest, and they were the president of the Marriott Corporation, the assistant vice president of the Marriott Corporation, and the controller for the Marriott Corporation. So these were the three top executives in the Marriott Corporation, and they were the judges. And so I would come out, and I would kiss the money in my hand, and I would count the money out, and I would laugh, and I would go, yeah, I got the money. I'm the money man, accounting. And I would laugh and everything, and then I'd count the money in my hand, and I would pull up a dollar, and I'd go, oh, what's this dollar doing in here with all of my fives and my tens and my twenties and my fifties and my hundreds? Why do I want a dollar? And I would take it out and ball it up and throw it in the audience, and the people would dive on the floor to get them dollars. And then I'd go and I'd count the money and I'd raise it up and I'd go, ha, 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 and I'd laugh and I'd walk around and I'd count the money again and I'm kissing the money and everything and I'm playing to the money and I'd count it again and I'd pull out another dollar and I'd ball it up and throw it in the crowd. And people were just going crazy. They were like, oh, man, this guy is crazy. And then I'd walk over to the judges, and I would act like I was going to give them some money. I'd count out like $10 or $20, and I'd go to hand it to them, and then when they reached for the money, I'd pull it back and laugh. No, you don't get me money. This is mine. I'm the accounting money, the money man. I'm the money man. And I would laugh, and I'd walk off. And we ended up our skit with me saying all the lines from the poem that I had written. So I went to the podium, and I got on the microphone, and I read the lines from the poem that I had written. And everybody, after I read a certain part of the poem, they would say, accounting department, rah, rah, rah. And that would be the climax of our story. And I was like, yeah. And after it was over, the winner was the chefs, because there was more chefs than anybody else. So they ended up coming in march two by two, and they came in marching to the Saints, except they're saying, oh, when the chefs, oh, when the chefs, oh, when the chefs come marching in. And they sing that song, and they ended up winning the rally because they had the most difficult job, was to put all of them together and to be able to come up with a skit which unified their whole department. So all of the chefs ended up getting a day off with pay. And that was the end of that show. And after the rally, I was walking with my boss, with the black controller, and we were going to lunch because he would come and get me and we'd go to lunch. And everybody that would see me was like, what's up, money man? What's happening, money man? What's up, Mr. Money? And everybody just recognized me in the whole hotel. I was the star. And every time I walked with my boss, everybody would ask my boss, did he hire me because I'm a good accountant? Or because I'm a good actor? And everybody would go, wow, that's Mr. Money right there. And the girls would come up and they'd kiss me, and the guys would come up and shake my hand. I was real popular as we walked through the hotel going from department to department when I was checking all the registers, and I'd be with my boss. And, you know, everybody was commenting on how good I played the role of Mr. Money. So it was a real good situation. But what I didn't realize at the time was that my assistant controller was feeling neglected. He was feeling lost because he was my boss, but I was getting all the accolades. And nobody had gone to him to handle any problems in the office, because I always believed that everything went to chain of command, which means that everything stopped at me.
Yeah, I got the money. Ha, ha, ha.
And if you didn't know, now you know.
The money man. I'm the money man. I'm the money man. Yeah, I got the money.
Big bang track, little bang. Big bang track, little bang. Big bang track, little bang. Big bang track, little bang.
I'm having a record release party. That's right. I'm a comedian, but I'm entering the music world. And I have a 16-song album that I'm releasing on Thursday. G-Money is going to be the biggest entertainer on the planet. G-Money, the pimp comic, the comedian, and a storyteller, and a musician, and a music artist. That's right, a rapper and a singer and a songwriter. So just keep listening. Thursday.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So, support G-Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, we're broadcasting around the world, but it's time for us to shut the show down, and it's time for me to go somewhere to get out the air chair. But before I go, I want to play one of my songs for you that you'll hear in the listening party when we have the record release party next Thursday. So I want to introduce a song about my car, my 65 Mustang. I was low riding for real. Okay, DJ, play the song for the listening audience. And you guys should enjoy this one.
I had a Mustang. The Mustang. The Mustang. The Mustang.
Woo!
I'm G Money. The Pimp Comic. I had a Mustang. Oh, yeah. I told you the story about my Mustang. Oh, yeah. I told you about that. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. It was gold on the outside. And then I had lights under my wheels. And it was white on the inside. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh yeah, I had tinted windows. And my wheel wells were painted white. And I had gold lights on my wheels. My Mustang was the sight. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh, it was clean as the board of health. And people would see me. And I'd be like, yeah, baby. Look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. I would roll up on the corner, and people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I have a couple of girlfriends that love to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looks so good. I kept purring like a kitten. And it runs so good. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. they couldn't tell me nothing. 3 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My car was just exceptional. I kept it purring like a kitten. It wasn't loud, it was quiet, it was a nice car. And I would roll up on the corner and people would look at me and go, wow, that's nice. You want to race? And I go, no, I don't have no motor in it, but it looks good. And I would just roll on down the street, just low riding in my glory. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girls. Come on now.
Drop the brick.
dog was running, and they were shaking, and they were sweating, and they were crying. No, big brother. So I gave them to the count of three. And then we said, drop the brick. Drop the brick. Drop the brick. And they dropped the brick. Yeah. I'm G Money, the Pimp County. And if you didn't know, now you know. Well, all right. That's it for our show today. I hope you guys enjoyed the music. It was a blast all the way around. So we'll be back next week, next Thursday, for our list, our record release party. I have 16 songs that I'm releasing to the world. So the clock on the wall says that's all. So it's time for me to get out of here and give up the air chair, because I got places to go and people to see. I got things to do to get with me. So I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. But I want to thank my brothers for their assistance, DJ Big Nasty. I want to thank him for putting my radio show on social media so that they can hear the show all around the world. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my studio engineer. So thank you, DJ. We appreciate you playing the music, playing the comedy shorts, and playing the stories that I tell. It's been a real blast, and I really enjoyed your service. So until Monday, today's Thursday, so until Monday, I want to say stay in the house, stay masked up, stay 6 feet away from people, and make sure you wash your hands. Every time you eat or you do something with your hands, make sure you're washing up so you can stay virus-free. Because the virus ain't playing. It's traveling, and it's going to everybody's neighborhood. So you got to watch it because it's in the house, and we want to make sure that we kill it. Now that it's summertime, we have all the businesses that are opening up all around the world. So now we just have to make sure we don't transmit the virus everywhere. All right. So until Monday, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm out of here. Talk to you later. Peace and good night. Have a good weekend. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.